I am going to go ahead and start praying. Good morning. This is Sharon Starris, Pearland, Texas. I do want to say happy 2018 New Year to all of you. May God bless each of us as we seek his face this year. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for just being our God, our Father, our Redeemer, our Sustainer, God, the lifter of our head, God, our God, our peace. Oh, God, we bless you today. We will bless you at all times. We will let the praise continually come out of our mouths, God, because you are good and you are great, God. And, God, because you have left us here another year, God, you have seen us through the good and the bad. We just want to seek you, God, and say, what is it that you want us to do this 2018 year? God, we are expecting in 2018 supernatural expectation demonstration, Lord God, and revelation, God. And we know that we can only do that if we are seeking your face, God, in your word. God, spending time with you, God, listening to what you have to say to each of us, God, that we may come together as the body should, God, and become one. Each of us doing our part, God, being the arm, the neck, the legs, Lord God, being knitted together, Lord God, so that your kingdom will come, Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, we bless, God, this call, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that it is uninterrupted, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that the speaker, Lord God, will give us a word, God, that we would hear it. God, not only be hearers, God, but that we would be doers of your word. God, bless the two women of God who have come together to begin this call. God, bless them. Continue to speak to them. Give them wisdom, God, and knowledge on how to maneuver this ship, Lord God, called the Master's Call. And God, may we be the great followers that you have given us to be, Lord God, that we may spread out and become leaders as well. Lord God, we thank you and we bless you for this day. We thank you and we bless you, God, for all you've equipped us to do. And God, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Well, I'm going to turn this call over to the host of this call and get my car rolling again. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Sharon. Are you able to hear me?
I am loud and clear. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Sharon, for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer. Thank you for giving us the tag for the day. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. Happy Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2018, to each and every single one of you who have joined us here on the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this awesome and amazing day that the Lord has made. This is the Master's Call, and this call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Robert Catton, our Dr. Super Fantastic. And so we thank God for the mission and mandate that he gave to them, and we thank them that they said yes. Because as we get on this call each and every Monday through Friday, our lives are being enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we start our day here on the Master's Call. We do have a website for this call, and we would like for you to go online to www.themasterscall.com. .net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages, all of our prayer directives, all of the bios for our speakers, can be found on our website. So please, 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 as you go through your day, visit the website. Not only visit it, but share it with some other people so that their lives can be changed as yours have. Also, there are opportunities here for you on the Master's Call. If you're interested in being a greeter like Minister Sharon so graciously did, or maybe you want to be a host like I'm currently doing, well, there's opportunities for you. Maybe this year God is purging you and positioning you to do something different. Well, there's opportunities for you. And also, when we get here to California, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, we invite you to come and worship with us at our service at the Artist Life Extravaganza. So please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. Our theme for 2018 in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So you want to start making sure that you decree and declare that over yourself each and every single day. Put it on your mirror, put it in your car, put it at work, but start decreeing that and declaring it and watch God show up in your life. I just want to appeal to all of you, all who have been listening in. I'm certain, or maybe not certain, that most of you are aware that one of our TMC sisters, Minister Ada Levette Grace, went on home to be with the Lord. And so her celebration service will be taking place on this Friday coming, January the 5th. In Brooklyn, New York, and then on January the 6th in her hometown of Chicago. So we are asking everyone, not some, not a few, but everyone to be a blessing to Doug Grace, her beloved, as she always says, as he will be traveling. So we're asking that you will send a love gift to the PayPal email of Dr. Vanessa at Dr. Vanessa, so that's DrVanessa, P as in Peter, D as in devoted, @yahoo.com by Thursday morning. Keep in mind, no gift is too small. So from $5 to $50 to $100, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, we want to be a blessing, because definitely Minister Ada Grace has been a blessing to us. Okay, the homegoing celebration will be held Friday, January 5th at Clarendon Road Church, which is located at 3304 Clarendon Road in Brooklyn, New York, with the viewing from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7 p.m. The homegoing celebration will begin at 7. Also, the next day at 12 o'clock, there will be another service that will be happening in her hometown of Chicago, and I will give you that information later. Oh, actually, here it is. The service in Chicago will be at Judson Baptist Church, and followed by the interment at Oak Ridge Cemetery in Hillside, Illinois. The service in Chicago will begin at 12 p.m., so please, please, please check our Facebook pages. You will find more information there. If you have questions, please make sure that you contact Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, by emailing us at info@themasterscall.net. Okay, it's time for us now to hear what our speaker has to say this morning. And our speaker this morning, I know that she's coming with the rich word, so please get your notebooks and please make sure that you apply yourself and open your ears and your heart to what God is getting ready to say. And so our speaker for this morning, she is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. She will be coming by way of Prairie View, Texas, Who am I talking about? Our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our victorious, our appointed, our noble, our efficient, the saved, the sanctified, and the anointed one. This morning, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Vanessa. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Bringing you blessed yet chilly greetings from Fairview, Texas this morning. Just happy new year, blessings, just kingdom blessings to each and every one of you. A big thank you to Minister Sharon right up the road in H-Town in Houston. Thank you for greeting and seating each and every one of us in this telecommunications sanctuary on this third day of this new year with the new mercies of God this morning. And to our songbird, our beloved minister, Tiffany Lauderdale, early in the morning out there on the West Coast with the biggest sunshine in her voice. Thank you for hosting us today. I do see our co-founder on the line this morning. Warmest greetings to you there in Silver Creek, Mississippi. Blessings, blessings, blessings. And to each and every one of you on the line today, so excited about this new day, new opportunity. I want to finish up the series that we started a while back. But before I do, just want to reiterate a few things and make sure we're on the same page while I catch y'all at the beginning of the call. Our theme again this year is in 2018, through me. So what that means from the very beginning is we're going to start off personal. We're going to decide it starts at our front door, on our heart, in our actions, in our lifestyles, individually first, that there's something we must do. So in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And the text that God just has been burning into my spirit is Mark 16, those 15 through 20th verses, if you want to go back and read your job assignment as a believer. And it was so reinforced to me today. I love how God confirms his word just through everything and anything. In my little morning routine, I was watching Joni Table Talk, and she had on Pastor Ray Johnston from Sacramento, California, and he was talking about his book, Jesus is Calling, Where is the Church? Where is the church going to answer? And he talked about us being community-minded outreach, not just blessing the people where they come in the church, for the church to be the church. And God has been dealing with me so much lately with this theme, because faith, last year we talked about everything to be done by faith, as it still is everything, is we walk by faith, not by sight. And too many of us are in the natural realm. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Too many of us, if we can't smell it, taste it, hear it, feel it, see it, we don't believe it. That's not faith. Climb higher, eagles. 2018, be who God ordained us to be. The eagles that soar and see with eyes of faith, not moved by the storms of life, the hiccups that come from hell. They're not distracted by the distractions that the enemy hurls at us, the delays the enemy tries to force upon us. With the eyes of faith soaring higher, they see so far ahead, like a natural eagle can see over 2.5-3 miles ahead, and they only come down for living prey, T-R-E-Y. And we, as the believers of God, have to stop majoring on the minors, stop being the turkeys hanging out with the chickens, and spread our wings and ask for God to put the rule of blessed breath of God under us. Why is that so important? Because we've been wasting time mentally arguing. Mental calisthenics of people, why we believe, mental calisthenics of trying to reason things out. God gave you reason to get behind the spiritual walk of faith, not to lead by your reason, but to follow up after you've accepted the faith assignment. So through me, through you, supernatural expectations. It means we're going to quit trying to be a big fish in a small pond. We're going to quit limiting God. Oh, we can say with all our heart, I trust God, but get your butt out of the way and decide with supernatural expectations. If God said it, that settles it. If it's in the book, and definitely because it's in the red, Jesus said it, all he needs, all he desires through me is a willing vessel. That's you and I being willing vessels. So we have supernatural expectations. See yourself as that eagle saying, all right, I hadn't got above the clouds yet. I'm still down here arguing with folks. I'm still down here trying to explain myself. I'm still down here trying to drag folks who don't want to be dragged. Supernatural expectation says my wings are spread and I'm climbing higher. And I got to do that because there's a legacy in my belly that's not going to change until I get it right. There's folks who I've been crying, storing, praying for, and even doing a little bit fasting on, that it hadn't changed because I haven't gotten above the clouds with my expectations. Because, see, when you get above the clouds with the expectations, then that Book of Acts demonstration. I'm asking everybody every day this year, when you pray every morning, when you have your talk with God every day, ask God to do a Book of Acts in my life today. Ask God to do a Book of Acts. And, you know, Book of Acts written by the doctor Luke, the left brain reasoning doctor Luke, wrote the Book of Acts when he talked about the miracle signs and wonders he saw with his own eyes. He saw the demonstration of the power of God. See, today, when you want to discuss Jesus and there's no demonstration of Jesus, that's why our churches aren't growing. See, when people realize that there's something bigger than them, then they'll run to the house of the Lord, like after 9/11, after any catastrophic event, when we realize the best laid plans mean nothing unless God intervenes. And that should be our lifestyle. Expect a miracle to be demonstrated in your life every day. So pray every day. And I promise you, we're going to have some real praise reports every Friday on this slide, because with expectation, God will manifest and demonstrate his power, because his word, Isaiah 55:11, is not going to return void. So if you can't have a demonstration regularly in your life, we're not plugged in to that Book of Acts reading and understanding. And some of us need to go back and read the Book of Acts, read what the apostles did, read the regularity of expecting the miracle signs and wonders to show up. I love, and I'm so grateful she's still with us, my mother Josie, but I love when I would come home to Georgia, come well for them, Georgia, when we would go down there for holidays. And I remember some of mom's older sisters and some of those stories where there were 9 kids, and my mom's father died when she was 3 years old, so she never really remembered him, but her mom raised 4 boys and 5 girls, and my mother was child number 8, and she's the last living sibling. But I remember them telling the stories of how their mother would say, no, I can't get married because I won't have to kill no man coming in here over my daughters. And they were all very pretty daughters, but they would tell the stories where their mother would say, all right, fix the table. And everybody's looking at everybody like, ain't no food in this house. What we finna sit out for? We don't have nothing to eat. And in their reasoning realm, they thought Big Mama was kind of missing it. But the time and time again when someone would knock at the door and say, you know, the Lord just put it on my heart, and they didn't feed just enough for a day or two and bring enough for a month for 9 kids. And her and mom would talk about the times when there was no way the money would come in for school. And somebody would say, oh, I heard you were going to Savannah State, and here's a little something. You know those Pentecostal handshakes where they got a little money they put in your hand. The demonstration, see, that's how my mother and father were raised, where they didn't have nothing. Daddy from Cairo, Georgia, in a shotgun shack 3 streets over from Jackie Robinson's shotgun shack. And how God provided it, how his mother raised 7 and everybody went to college, and nobody can even tell you why, but God got doctorates, but God. That's the demonstration. How much demonstration do we have? Because your expector, it's not that Daddy God doesn't want to do it. It's not that Daddy God doesn't desire to do it. But if there's no expectation, there'll be no demonstration and manifestation to draw others to what we have as believers. That means our light is dim. I need you to cut it up a couple of volumes, Eagles. I need you to shine on high beam, bright, by having the expectation that you know, that you know, that you know, that you know God is real. And when you walk with that expectation, soaring higher, seeing in your life regularly the demonstration, because you're going to pray for that book of Acts in your life every day, then comes the revelation. The revelation is when he reveals himself through the big and the little things, when he reveals to you, when you've been praying and asking, you know, James 1:5, when we lack wisdom, we can ask it of him and he'll give it to us liberally. See, that verse tells you he is going to do a drip, 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 drip. He's going to give you a tidal wave of revelation if you're asking for it. You don't ask for it unless your expectation is up and you've seen some demonstration, so you have a history of manifestation and you know now I'll get a revelation of what God wants to do in my life. That should be how we live as ordinary believers, seeing extraordinary things show up and show out in our lives. It's a mandate in 2018. Why? Because the church truly is going to be the remnant, God's true book of Acts church in 2018. Hear me by the Spirit of the Lord. This is going to be a rough year for many who are plugged in, tapped in, and staying locked in to God and his word and the blood hedge of protection. We think things have gotten worse. We think things are going haywire. Old folks say you ain't seen nothing yet, but you shouldn't be moved. You shouldn't be shaken. There should be no fear. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. My question is, who's running your house? If Jesus is Lord in your house, and then all is well, because then you'll be tapping in with that expectation. Show out today, Daddy God. Make a way, Daddy God. I'm trusting and believing in you. I'm not leaning on my own understanding, but in all my ways I'm acknowledging you. So I'm expecting that miracle of the demonstration. See, your demonstration gives a clear manifestation and an experience, a testimony. That's why folks love Thursdays on our morning motivational call. Because a testimony decides and settles the issue. I tell people all the time, because it is indelibly engraved in my heart and my spirit. When I was just a little confused Baptist, yes, I was. I was a little confused Baptist in 1990 when I went to seminary at Oral Roberts University. I went not knowing what the heck God was doing in my life, but I knew his voice, and I knew I better obey, because I would rather be in a place I didn't understand, in a space I didn't really grasp with my intellectual degree itself. I better be where God told me to be. Tell that reasoning realm, get in the back seat, because by faith, not understanding, going alone, family, friends, relatives thinking I'm tripping, leaving my six-figure job to go from a three-story home to a two-bedroom apartment. I'm saying, what is going on? And I remember seeing, and I'm so glad I went when I did, because it was his last semester on that campus, when Oral Roberts would stand in front of us and defy and say, expect a miracle. See, it's too late to tell me that God's not a healer, because I had tuberculosis. They left me to die, and he healed my body. It's too late to tell some people that God is not a restorer when they thought that relationship could never be reconciled, because they like, where's my boo, all in love again. It's too late to say God will never rebuild and restore when we've seen him build homes again and restore lives again and make things brand new. When you have a testimony, as we hear about these products, when folks have been given that doctors reported they trusted God and did all they knew to do and watched God do what he could do. Oh, they expected a miracle, and a demonstration came, and a revelation stays with them that God is true to his word, and no matter what, his word will not fail. So as I have just preached the theme and didn't go any further, hallelujah, I want us to embrace this theme all year in 2018. Through me, put your hands on your own self, on your own belly, and decree and declare and prophesy. Through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. I decree and declare, Lord, that you will burn, marinate, saturate in their spirits, that they understand who they are and whose they are. And the church will be the church this year, and it will start with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
To God be the glory for that powerful and profound message. Definitely a message from the prophetess, and so we would adhere to what the Lord says. Let us pray over our prayer request and go to God in prayer. Father, we just bless you, and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that you protected each and every single one of us as we began a new day, Father. And we thank you, Father, for just blessing us and keeping us, for sustaining us, for being our provider, for being our protection, for being our peace. And so we come right now lifting up Dr. Vanessa to you, asking that you will restore virtue in her, fill her up until she overflows. Your word says that every single need that we stand in is met, so all of her needs are met in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that you gave her to give to us this day, and I pray that we will receive it, that we will walk into it, and that we would allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us where we should go in this day and each and every single day of our lives. Father, I lift up the family of Ada Levesque Grace to you. I pray that you would touch her husband, Doug, that you would give him comfort, peace, and strength that only you can provide. I pray the same blessing over her mother Jessie, and over each one of her children and her siblings, Father, as they prepare to celebrate the life that has been lived, Father, here on earth, and the transition that you have taken her to heaven to be with you, Father. So we praise you, and we celebrate, and we rejoice for our sister as she has passed this way here on the Master's Call. And so we pray right now for each and every person that has the flu, that has a cold. I decree and declare complete healing. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that every pain will be moved in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you for allowing us to see another day. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, the majestic, the mighty, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So please go back and listen to the replay for this call. Please take notes on it as well. That replay number is 712-432-1085. You're going to use the same access code, 957-677-pound. Also, I want to make sure that you adhere to the request that I made earlier, and that is to for the funeral service that will be happening in Chicago, Illinois. The address for Judson Baptist Church is 1252 North Austin Boulevard, and that's Oak Park, Illinois. The zip code is 60302. Also, please, please, please do not forget to send your PayPal love offerings, your blessings, again, to the PayPal email address for Dr. Vanessa, and that's at Dr. Vanessa P. as in prophet, P as in prophet, D as in devoted, at yahoo.com. And like I said, no amount is too small. If every one of us work together as a team, together everyone achieves more, then we will definitely be successful in what our goals are to make sure that we're a blessing to the family of our beloved minister, Ada Levette Grace. So please go back and listen to all the messages that I've given. I'm not going to go over the time because I've already said it. Minister Sharon, again, thank you so much for greeting us and seating us this morning for that tag. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And thank each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that prophetic word this morning. And I'm going to ask you to come back and give us our benediction for the day. And for those of you who will be heading over to the new morning motivational call, the Phenomenal Flanagans will be presenting today. This is Awareness Wednesday or Wellness Wednesday. Please head over to the new morning motivational call at 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. Dr. Vanessa, over to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And just to follow up, we're asking everyone, we'll make a donation to do it by Thursday morning. You know, Doug has to, we have to pray for him to cover two services there in Chicago, I mean, in Brooklyn, New York on Friday, and then he'll be accompanying her remains as they fly right to Chicago for the Saturday service. And we just want to make sure that's what we want to do. They're not as concerned about flowers or any of that. We want to take some of the pressure off and be a blessing. So by Thursday morning, and the reason we're doing it PayPal instead of GoFund, they hold on to it sometimes for a day or two, and we don't have that to get it done. So many of you all know I've been a collector of money for years for this company, and every dime. Definitely, because my heart is so to make sure that we are a blessing to our dear Grace family and to Minister Ada Levette's family. All righty. Thank you. Father God, I just love you, appreciate you. Thank you for this prophetic word that you've spoken to your people. We pray today and every day that we will see the book of Acts in our lives, in our going in and our coming out. We'll be a yielded vessel, a hungry vessel for your presence, so that we'll be a demonstration of your power that'll settle the issue to those that you, Jesus, are Lord. So as we seal this call, thank you for doing what only you could do in our lives. We are praying comfort, peace, and strength to Minister Ada's family. We know she's with you, rejoicing, dancing, singing, in pain no more. So give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. And to all those who've had loved ones in transition, we're praying and standing in the gap, just knowing, God, that we have a hope because we know we'll see them again. And we leave this call rejoicing to do our part on this side of glory so that others will know that you are a mighty God, a God that gives us grace and mercy each and every day to do the work of the kingdom as his ministers in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. See you on the next call, or have a very blessed day. We'll hear you tomorrow. Be blessed. Amen, and bye-bye.